It has become the mother of all literary accessories. Almost every day these days, someone on my social media feed shares a picture of their copy of Mother Mary Come to Me, Booker-winning Indian author Arundhati Roy's latest book. Also, every now and then, I see a post by a man, and it's almost always a man, announcing proudly that he will neither buy nor read the book. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I diligently skip the reviews and interviews because I haven't yet read the book, but I read the unreviews because there is no danger of a spoiler there. The haters have many reasons to hate the book they have not and will not read. They hate her politics and her guts. They never liked her Booker-winning novel, God of Small Things. And they complain that in the name of honesty, she has eulogized but also bashed her mother, who isn't here anymore to tell her side of the story. The mother Mary in this memoir is Mary Roy, Arundhati's mother, an educator and a fierce women's rights activist. Mother and daughter had a complicated relationship. I don't know how Roy has navigated it, but family is always a minefield for any writer. When Augustine Burroughs wrote about his chain-smoking, sexually experimenting mother, who sends him to live with her psychiatrist in Running with Scissors, I was both aghast and transfixed. That book became a New York Times bestseller. The rapper Eminem's mother sued him, claiming he defamed her by portraying her as a bad mother in his lyrics. A family memoir should neither be a mawkish eulogy nor an act of revenge, but truth is a slippery slope, and memory is treacherous, especially when it comes to those closest to us. As Ammu, the mother character, says in God of Small Things, when you hurt people, they begin to love you less. That's what careless words do. Ammu was based in part on Mary Roy. I always tried to be careful when I wrote about my mother. Her love for saris was safe territory. In an old family album, there are black and white pictures of my mother in France in the 1960s. In one, she's sitting in a train with a box of Black Magic chocolates open on her lap. In another, she's at a restaurant in Paris, a waiter with a bow tie hovering in the background. In both pictures, she's wearing a sari, as she did all the years she lived in Europe, she once told me.
I never wear any other dresses than sari in England. I never wear pants or...
But it would have been easier in pants.
I feel quite comfortable with saris. I never find any difficulty. I went to the hill stations, I wear saris, no problem.
Your mother has such good taste, friends and relatives would marvel. They were right, but what they did not know was she was just as obsessed with matters that were far more crude, like bodily functions, indigestion to be precise. Once an aunt told my mother she had a dream about her own mother. She woke up and went around the house looking for her until her son shook her awake and said, "Ma, look at me, I am your son." That snapped her out of her trance. "Perhaps my time is nigh," she told my mother worriedly. "I am getting a summons from the other side." My mother said thoughtfully, "Well, I think it might be gas." She was not being unsympathetic. As she aged, a good life was as much about her stomach at peace as it was about a beautiful sari. I did not think of my mother as some kind of goddess of good taste. She was just my mother who loved Hollywood actress Ingrid Bergman, Bengali singer Hemanta Mukherjee, and Kami soaps. But more than anything else, she swore by Ishabgul or psyllium husk, the plant fiber that helps with digestion. When the country went into a COVID lockdown, she was more panicked about her stock of Ishabgul than about her blood pressure medication. I once wrote about it, gently poking fun at her Ishabgul loyalty. My mother was not as pleased as when I wrote about her saris. My mother died this year. When I look at her recipe book, the pages falling apart, I miss her presence. Every time I open her cupboard and see shelf after shelf of her neatly stacked saris, I feel wistful. But what really gives me a pang is the unopened box of Ishabgul sitting on our kitchen shelf. That too defined the woman she had been. The saris might have an afterlife. Perhaps someone else, someone of good taste, will love them. But the Ishabgul, unopened and untouched, feels orphaned. Like me. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.